This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, March 31st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the USDA's prospective plantings report indicated farmers intend to plant 95 and a third million acres of corn, 84.7 million acres of soybeans. Dan Bossi with Ag Resource Company says it's not likely these acres will match the final estimates.
There's a historical tendency that we find 2 million acres between the intentions and the final in June if the weather is normal. And so with that in mind, this goes back over 20 years. This year, because of rising fertilizer prices, you know, producers are indicating maybe there's more of a shift in from corn to beans. So as we look at it, we think the number on corn is fine or maybe come down a half million acres. But in terms of soybeans, we think there's still another a million and a half acres there that will be found by the final report. Again, the total U.S. acres were down about 2 million acres, and there was a big shift of corn to beans in the Delta and through the northern plains.
Bossi says with normal weather, the U.S. will likely add to the carryover stocks of both corn and soybeans.
Our estimates are that the U.S. corn crop is still going to be sizable, just over 16 billion bushels. It'll be down a billion bushels from last year. But when we look at ending stocks, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but we're still over 2 billion bushels. So in the case of soybeans, we think we could add on maybe something like 50 to 100 million bushels to end stocks, little over 400 million bushels. So there, too, we need a weather problem. If you really want to ignite these markets to better prices.
If is a big word in commodities, given the variables that can impact prices. But Bossi says trend yields would lead to downside risk in the marketplace.
We are actually have some significant war premium in the market as it sits today. And again, a little bit of hope, if you will. The RVO on biofuels was very supportive on Friday. And so as you look at all of this, it tells me anyway that we have ending stocks on new crop corn at about 2.3 billion. So there's downside risk to 420 or 430 as we think about late summer or early fall pricing. We look at maybe the soybean market. We've got ending stocks, like I said, a little over 400 million bushels. There'd be downside risk to maybe 1025 or 1040 a bushel as we think about harvest lows.
The war with Iran has boosted crude oil prices. Bossi says those prices won't stay at the $100 a barrel mark for long.
Our analysis would be that if the strait stays closed for another 30 days, we'd have something in a 140 to 160 kind of range relative to WTI. So it's almost a binary effect where if we come back from Easter and the strait is still closed and it looks like the war's accelerating, then we have that kind of run to the upside. If it will come back and the war is ended or there's any chance of that, we could see crude oil falling back to something like $70 or $75. We're not going to stay at $100 or $101 for a long period of time.
March 1st, grain stocks were put at 9 billion bushels for corn and soybeans at 2.1 billion, wheat at 1.3 billion bushels, all largely in line with trade expectations. Bipartisan legislation introduced to support bio-based materials. Minnesota Republican Representative Michelle Fishback and Illinois Democrat Nikki Budzinski have introduced the Bio-Based Materials Investment and Production Act. James Glick with the Plant-Based Products Council says the bill would provide incentives to promote infrastructure development for the promising American plant-based products industry.
The great thing about this bill is it would provide tax incentives, either a production credit or an investment credit, to really build out biomanufacturing capacity.
So Glick says the bill provides two options for incentives.
One, the production credit would provide about 10 cents per pound incentive for renewable material. And then the other option would be an investment credit, very much focused on building out or expanding facilities to make this transition. And so that's a 30% investment credit on qualified property.
The American ag bioeconomy employs 4 million people and adds nearly a half a billion dollars to the economy, the market expected to more than double by 2050. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern farm bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.